You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome to the Fourth Line Podcast in partnership with Last Word on Sports. This is June the 20th, 2017, and with you today is myself, Carl, and the always wonderful Joel is with me as well. It's been a while. Welcome back.
Hello, hello. Is it time for the start of the new season?
Almost. We only have, what, 3 more months to go?
Something like that.
I think, 3 months till preseason. So, it's fine. We're easing our way into the off season.
There you go. We're almost there. It's almost July 1st.
Yeah, this is the busiest 3 weeks of the off season, especially this year. We've been crazy busy so far, and we wanted to make sure that because originally we were going to release. Well, you know, we release our episodes on Saturdays.
Yeah,
and I was speaking more to the listeners. I know you know.
Whatever. Okay. Just go. We're the two that are here, so I'm pretending like I don't know. I'm pretending to be very interested in this.
Okay. So as you know, Joel, we record every Saturday. We decided to delay it a little bit with the list coming out on Saturday for the expansion draft. It didn't make a lot of sense to wait.
Right.
Or to not wait. Like to do it Saturday and then like later that Sunday they come out. Not much sense. So
it would be sad.
But what you might be saying, you guys are now recording Tuesday with the lists coming out, with the team coming out tomorrow. Well, we'll be back on the weekend for you. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm about 80% sure that my predictions are going to be right. So it won't really matter a whole lot.
Well, there you go. We're set then.
Exactly.
Well, let's get in. We have not been here since the Stanley Cup was handed. It's been a week and a half. It seems like forever with all that's gone on in the NHL since the Pittsburgh Penguins. Congratulations to them. Stanley Cup champions. Before we get on to the off season and the busyness of that, two things from that game.
Yes.
One, the goal that was disallowed that everyone was upset about. How much does it matter? We're a week and a half out. The Nashville Predators lost their only chance that game to tie it, disallowed.
Zero. That's how much it matters. 0%. Okay. Nobody cares. 0%.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Like, certainly, as someone who lives in Calgary, I am well aware of how long a fan base will hold on to a disallowed playoff goal, especially in the Stanley Cup Finals. So I get where Nashville fans are coming from, but on the same side, they could have just scored another one.
Here's the thing. Was it a disallowed goal? Like the Calgary goal wasn't a disallowed goal. It just wasn't a goal.
Right. And same with this one.
This one was not a goal. It wasn't like they're like
in the net. But
yeah, after the whistle blew, which is not allowed. It's not our fault that the refs were not good all playoffs long.
Right. So do you think, cuz to me the officiating wasn't any worse than what I've seen through the regular season. Do you think that it was bad officiating in the playoffs?
Well, it just happened at a really bad time. It was highlighted at a really bad time.
Okay.
Cause you kind of like, cause that was it, like in the Stanley Cup. This is like, do you think this is going to be the Brett Hall goal?
No.
Yeah, this is, cause it's, are we certain that the Preds would have scored had the whistle not been blown dead? Are we certain that that would have gone in?
Yes.
See, I'm not. I'm not certain because as soon as you, how many times have you just do you, like, any sport I play, like, so, like, right now I play slow pitch. As soon as the whistle blows, not the whistle, there's no whistles in baseball. as soon as the guy yells foul, I stop playing.
Right.
Like, it's just...
But, the, like, over. He was out of position, and was he was there was no chance he was getting there before that puck went in. Like, that amount of time between the whistle and that going in was not enough for him to get over and stop that.
But a defense, like, there was a defenseman, wasn't, I don't know. I just don't know, like, I don't know. I just think the Preds should score more goals if they want to win the Stanley Cup.
I agree. That's... I don't think the officiating is just as bad as it had been all season.
Yeah, it just happened at a very meaningful time, but still, good teams overcome that.
Absolutely. And the Pittsburgh Penguins were a good team. They were deserving to win the Stanley Cup. Sidney Crosby won the Conn Smythe. A lot of people upset that it was not Evgeny Malkin, or many more upset that it wasn't Jake Guentzel.
Okay, well, the Guentzel thing's dumb. Like, let's just settle down here, folks. Just because he happened to score the second goal of six goals seven times.
Right.
Like, they're like, oh, he had so many game-winning goals and he was amazing. No, people just hate Sidney Crosby. That's really what this comes down to. I'm fine with Malkin. I would have been fine with Malkin. Like, I wouldn't have gotten upset about that.
Who would you have picked?
Crosby. Maybe Malkin. I don't know.
Right. It's a coin flip between the two of them.
Like, I would have been, like, I wouldn't even, like, if they'd given it to Pekka Rinne, I wouldn't even been like, I would have been like, I wouldn't have been thrilled about it, but I would have been more okay with Rinne getting it than Guentzel.
Right.
Which is, cause like, yes, Rinne had a terrible cup finals, but he was the reason the Preds were in the finals.
100%. And the fact that they were able to blow out the Blackhawks, the fact that they were able to do a lot of those things, and it is not a Stanley Cup final MVP. It's a playoff MVP.
Exactly. And so that's why I was like, so I would have been fine. My order, I don't know. It probably was Crosby, Malkin, Rinne, but I'd be fine with Rinne, Crosby, Malkin, or Malkin, Crosby, Rinne. Like, any combination of those three, I would have been okay with. Yeah.
I think I had the same as you. It was about a coin flip between those two, Rinne right after them, and then, a little off the book, which I know you disagreed with, but I thought, and again, like, the fourth best. I'm not saying he should have gotten first place votes like he did from some, but Erik Karlsson had one dandy playoff and was deserving of some credit for that.
Sure, but like, I can't consider a guy for the Conn Smythe that's not it, like, that just misses a whole round.
That's why there's no chance that he would win it. Like, he's not, that's why he's fourth on my list. I think he was the fourth most valuable player to his team this playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. I just,
and
I
you
have
can be
a hard
the fourth
time.
Most valuable, and your team still loses in game seven.
Yeah, I just don't get. I have a hard time wrapping my head around voting for a Stanley Cup playoffs MVP or considering someone who's not in the finals. Like, I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree, but I just don't. Like, to me, if it was like, I don't know, I think there is a first, second, third place voting for the Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
And so, to me, all three of those have to be someone from the Preds or the Pens. And to me, I can't get behind someone who's not in that Stanley Cup Finals. Because to me, you're not the most valuable player if you can't even get your team to the finals. Like, you're, like, sure, that's like giving the Hart Trophy to a guy on the last place team. Yeah, he was the most valuable to their team, but he wasn't the most valuable in the league because he didn't do it.
Right.
I don't know. That's
and I appreciate that, and I understand. I think he was the fourth most valuable though.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the off season. things got started very quickly. We had some buyouts happen before anything happened, before we got to the players being protected or unprotected, before the trade freeze and the trade window. We had some buyouts. Three of note: Dan Girardi bought out by the New York Rangers, Simone Dupre bought out by the Anaheim Ducks, and Francois Beauchemin bought out by my Colorado Avalanche. The Beauchemin buyout, I appreciate it from the simple fact that it helped us protect one more guy in the expansion draft. And we'll get to my thoughts on the Avalanche expansion draft, because now that I say this and I'm like, this is why I was okay with it, I'm no longer okay with it. Because that was a wasted spot. A wasted spot, Joel.
Yeah, I would like... I have some things to say about your perspective of notable when it comes to these buyouts. Because there was maybe one that I would consider notable. But if not all three of the ones you listed, I'm like, meh, no, I don't really care. How do you say that guy's name from the Ducks? Dupre? Yeah. I don't know. Beauchemin. Like, those guys are, like, the Ducks guy is barely an NHLer because of health. Maybe if he could stay healthy, but he can't stay healthy, which is unfortunate. But he can't, and so he's barely an NHLer. Beauchemin is no longer an NHLer.
No.
And Girardi, are you excited if your team signs him? Probably not.
It better be for very little if you are.
It is going to be for little now because he got bought out. No one's going to go and give him money. We all, that happened to Vincent LeCavalier, and there's a reason why guys get bought out. There's a reason.
Right. If there was a team willing to pay him $5 million, he would have stayed with the New York Rangers.
Exactly. So, don't do that. Whatever. I'm onwards and upwards. These are not notable.
This is notable, however. A trade happened. And certainly there's a lot of rumor trades, a lot of trades we don't know what they actually are, I believe, until after the teams are announced. On Wednesday, then Vegas will file the paperwork for all these supposed trades. So they could, who knows? If you haven't filed the paperwork and you work off of that, who knows how someone could get screwed in that. However.
The paperwork has to be filed before the expansion draft if it involves an expansion draft thing.
Okay.
So if it's I trade you a pick so that you don't pick this player, that has to be filed before the actual... It gets filed with the team in the morning.
Okay, because I believe the deadline is 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. They have to have the list in, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, but...
I do know that we don't get to know who has been chosen until the evening. However, Vegas apparently has a lot of trades happening, and we can get to some of those, but a trade that we are fully aware of happened. Jonathan Drouin traded to the Montreal Canadiens for Sergachev and a conditional second round pick. Joel, what are your thoughts on Mr. Drouin finally getting out of Tampa?
I am amazed at how many people think the Habs lost this trade. That was the thing, because when I first saw that, I was like, I was disappointed because I was like, oh, the Habs got a good young player and for an unknown quantity. Well, apparently Sergachev is not an unknown quantity. I don't know. Everyone thinks he's the next, I don't even know who, amazing defenseman though. So apparently the Lightning did well in this trade.
Yeah. For me, I am in the camp that, if at all possible, they both lost this trade. But if I had to pick a winner, it's Tampa.
Yeah, I think Drouin at this point of his career is a bigger name than he is player. People are like, you just know about Jonathan Drouin because of all of his whining, because he's drafted high, and he's probably like, he's a good enough player. They quickly signed him to $5 million a year, six and a half.
Five,
I don't know,
five and a half for six.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't think they're gonna hate that, but I don't think they're gonna love it.
And that's like, so if you look at comparables for other players, it's comparable, but it's also a guy in Jonathan Drouin who hasn't really, you know, he's had one good season at 22 years of age. And for some, that's enough. For some, all it takes is just one good year and some draft pedigree. Certainly, you know, as a high draft pick coming in third overall, sure, there was a lot riding on him, but he's a guy who just this past year put up 53 points in 73 games, which is the most. 21 goals, certainly nothing to be disappointed about, but if you're paying $5.5 million for that, eh, you could get that in a lot of places.
Yeah, and the only thing is, and this is the one thing that I still will hold to, is that I don't know, like, the Lightning have, they got a guy who has not played anything above junior. Like, he was in the CHL this year.
Right.
That's, like, and obviously lots of guys come out of the CHL and are great. But he still has not made it out of junior. So you're trading a for sure NHL, or if not, could be a star on your team, probably not going to be elite, for a guy.
But a top six guy. Like, I don't think anyone's saying he's going to be worse than that, right?
Yeah, he's probably going to be like a guy that you're going to be happy that he's on your team, but you're probably not going to be like, you're never going to feel like you're getting more than what you're paying him. But you're probably going to pay him more than what he's worth. But whatever. He, for a defenseman who could be, some people believe that he is 100% hit, elite, franchise-changing defenseman, all the way to doesn't ever play in the NHL.
Well, he'll play in the NHL. Like, he might not have a long career. He's going to make it. They'll give him a chance.
I don't know. Injuries. Like, I get, like, he could go to the AHL next year, get injured, and never play. Like, and I know that you could say that about anybody.
Exactly. You could.
But he has never played in the NHL, so he could potentially never play in the NHL. At least you've seen. So it could be, I don't know. The Lightning got, they're going to get a second round pick if that guy doesn't play, and if he only plays half the games. That's a pretty big incentive to leave a guy in the AHL for the year.
Which is, I'm very okay if they do that. Give him some time. That AHL team in Syracuse is fantastic.
Yeah, but what if he plays the year in AHL and all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, this guy's not as good as we thought he was.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened before.
It has happened. So, but it's like, for me, I look at it, there's a high level, high prospect defenseman that you get. You get a draft pick back, and a second round pick's nothing to be disappointed in. And for Jonathan Drouin, a guy who's clearly had issues with the coach before, has clearly had issues with the team before. Sure, he can say he's put them past, but you no longer have to worry about that in Tampa. Tampa no longer has to sit there and say, well, Jonathan Drouin has said before he doesn't want to be with this team. What if that happens? That storyline is done. It's over with, which is great. And in Montreal, they literally got another sub-6-foot defenseman.
So
good for you.
What's more likely, Drouin's a top six forward or Sergachev's a top four D-man?
Oh, well, from that side, yeah. Drouin is already a top six defenseman or forward.
Yeah. So, and I think you don't have to, like, convince me. I think the Lightning won this, but I'm just trying to say there is some downside for the Lightning potentially.
There, so, certainly there is, yeah. It could literally be a second round NHLer that, an NHL defenseman that is bottom pair, plays 2-3 years, doesn't get re-signed, and a second-round pick that never makes the league. Certainly it could be that.
Yeah, that's the downside of the trade for the Lightning. And so I just think when you're trading a guy like Jonathan Drouin, as much as I don't think he's as good as everyone thinks he is, and especially what Montreal thinks he is, I think you need to get a little bit more of a sure thing. That's what I like. I don't know that the whole thing is though. And this is like, this is the other thing. Like, and again, on the flip side, man, does Montreal not enjoy good defensemen?
Right.
Like, is that
they,
cause this is probably the best defensive prospect in the game right now. That hasn't played an NHL game. Right? I don't think there's another one out there. He was technically drafted below Ulevi, and I listened to Vancouver Sports Talk Radio, and they spent the week talking about how Ulevi is still better than Sergachev. But I don't think that's the case in the rest of the hockey world. I think they have those two flipped right now.
And for sure, best prospect in that draft defensively.
Yeah. So the best defensive prospect that hasn't played an NHL game is this guy. A year after you traded one of the best up and coming defensemen signed to a long term deal for a guy that's probably going to be retired in, not retired, but should be retired in 4 years.
He'll be on long term injured reserve in 4 years.
Yeah, Robida Island is where he will be. It's just crazy. But I think. I'm not thrilled short term as a Leafs fan with this trade, though, because I don't want Montreal to get better.
I can support you in that.
So,
well, that was the big trade leading up to it. There was lots of rumors about, you know, moves happening, things like that. And there certainly were some other ones, but that was the biggest trade of them all.
Do you think that is the biggest trade of the offseason?
It'd be significantly hard to beat it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, really?
Like,
a top six forward for a guy who's never played in the NHL? I think...
If Duchesne gets traded, that beats it. But...
Yeah.
They have about less than a week to trade Matt Duchesne before they've missed another window, so...
Is he, like, no movement clause or no trade clause kicks in?
He can be moved, but like they said, oh, we'll wait till the draft. Well, draft's almost here. Free agency's almost here. Everyone's going to fill up their cap space, go pick up the pieces they need.
And before people think that there's a bunch of trades that are just waiting to be filed after this trade freeze gets, it's not true. There are no trades pending.
In the same way that everyone thought there was a ton of trades waiting to happen before this trade freeze, we had five.
And only one notable.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the other ones.
The only other one that was quasi-relevant, Mike Smith going to Calgary, they might have a starting goaltender, and that's a terrible thing for them.
Ew.
Yeah. Mike Smith, not what you want.
That's how I would feel as a Flames fan.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well.
So, do you think, like... I am so, you know who like is like bordering to be like the most hated man for me in the NHL over the last week?
I don't, but please tell me.
Freaking George McPhee. It's just, he's so annoying. You want to know why? Because his smugness and his, we've got all these trades lined up. They don't, okay? They don't. They've got like, they're going to get like three extra draft picks. They're not going to be first rounders. They're going to be like, if some team is dumb enough to give Las Vegas a first round pick so that Las Vegas doesn't pick their 10th best player. Oh, if the Leafs give up a pick so that Brandon Lipsick doesn't get chosen, I will lose my mind.
I'm pretty sure the Leafs aren't that dumb.
The Leafs are not, because we have the Shannon plan, and when we don't trade draft picks, we keep them.
Right. And so, you especially don't trade them for prospects that are already on your team.
So the Columbus Blue Jackets are apparently going to be trading a first round pick to save Jonas Korpisalo.
Don't forget, they're also sending them the corpse of David Clarkson.
Are they? Is that what they're saying?
That is what the rumor trade is, a first and David Clarkson and another prospect of sorts for Corpus Allo to not be chosen.
Crazy! That's the worst. That's so bad. And so that's, you want to know why? Because do they not have a starting goaltender?
Yeah, one who arguably might be winning his second Vezina tomorrow night.
Yeah. Why do you need a backup that good? Like, they would have lost who cares? And you know what? I'm not even sure they would have taken him. There's so many goalies available.
There's so many goalies. And the people that they were like, you know, please don't touch X players. One of the guys they wanted left untouched, Jack Johnson. You know who's not taking Jack Johnson? Everyone.
Yeah. Like, they're going to lose William Karlsson, and it's going to cost them a first-round pick, David Clarkson. Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Yeah. That's so crazy. It's just so bad. If like the other one that I keep on hearing, and this is hilarious, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but the Canucks radio, they're all about like, cause Lucas Spezza got left untouched or unprotected. Right. And they're like, well, Vegas is going to take Lucas Spezza. No, they're not. Maybe they will, but if they do, George McPhee is as dumb as he seems right now. Because McPhee seems like he is the king of the world. He came out today and said their list is finalized and they have a good, really good team. No, they don't.
Well, a lot of, so these people out there, Joel, with their fancy stats, they're out there looking at fancy numbers and doing fancy things with them. They compiled the average list. So they took, you know, some of the experts' lists and put them into their models that give a percentage chance for playoffs. I don't know what they use for these models, but most of the models have Vegas as a playoff team.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, they're wrong. Dude, okay, are we going to... I drafted my team.
I did too. So what we're going to do... What
I think it's going to be.
Is we will have up... I think we'll have up... Joel hasn't actually sent me the list of his team, so I don't know for sure if we'll have it up.
It's in our shared docs.
I have Joel's list. He sent me it. There it is. So up on the website, if you want our full list, if you're like, you didn't tell me who the Boston Bruins are going to take, I think they're going to take Colin Miller.
Okay.
But that's, we're not going to go through every team. If you say, I want to know who you think, go to the episode post for this, episode 136, and our full list will be there. So go check it out. You can also check out from some of our writers, Mike, Joe, and Kyle, and friend of the show, Nick Sagan, from Wings Nation. He joined us as well. They have their picks up there. So you can see six different people's thoughts on that. Let us know how we're right and how we're wrong, but that's where they'll be. So why don't we start at the top?
Okay.
The Anaheim Ducks apparently there's a rumor that it's not a rumor. They did leave Sammy Vatanen unprotected, which is who Vegas would take.
They're not taking him.
Right. So there's one of the rumored trades is Sammy Vatanen will not be picked and the Ducks will send them any number of things, which will be wildly insufficient to take someone else.
Yeah. So this is the only team that I wouldn't be upset if they traded a first round pick to save Vatanen.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other team. There is no other player that is worth saving except Vatanen.
Agreed.
Who do you have them taking? So, because they're not going to be taking Vatanen, who do you think they take?
I have them taking Logan Shaw.
Okay, that's most people, right? Most people have Shaw.
I don't know. I tried not to look at most people's lists, so it didn't skew my judgment.
Okay, so I've looked at lists since I chose my team.
Oh, okay.
And so most people are saying, I went Chris Wagner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Former Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, he's 26. He's only... I went, and this was my thinking. They're going to go young guys, cheap contracts.
Yeah.
So
one thing that Mr. George McPhee did say is that they will be taking, there's a couple teams that are so terrible that they literally want nobody off of them, and they will be taking restricted free agents and not qualifying them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, that would make sense because that would be the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right. Yes. There's a couple teams that we will get to that have some of those issues. So going down the list, I don't know which one tickles your fancy. Lots of rumors that the Blackhawks also have a trade in place, which has them sending them Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Basically, from what I've heard, is that they're going to get Van Riemsdyk and Kruger.
Yes.
And those are the two guys. And you know what? Those are, like, I don't know. Kruger's not, like, he's going to get paid, I think, right? That's the problem.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be fine for Vegas. They get two serviceable players.
Yeah.
But Kruger has two more years left on his deal, so.
Yeah, I had the Blackhawks taking Van Riemsdyk. That's how I see it shaking down.
Yeah, I think most people have one of Kruger or Van Riemsdyk on their list because it doesn't really matter who they take. They're going to end up with both of them, which brings us to my Colorado Avalanche, Joel. A team that, as mentioned, they bought out Francois Beauchemin on a 35-plus contract, which means he's not on the roster. His salary cap still counts, but we saved some money. We know, you know, Stan Kroenke, owner of the team, owner of the Los Angeles Rams, owner of the Denver Nuggets, is a cheap individual. So he found a way. I don't think anyone loves to give away millions of dollars. Certainly not. He found a way to save a couple million, cut Francois Beauchemin. So he's off the team, and I don't think that's a loss. It kind of makes it so you can get away without spending that. And so it gave us that extra spot for the expansion draft. A guy, he had a no movement clause, so we would have had to protect him. And so that gave us the extra spot, in which we used that extra spot on Mr. Rocco Grimaldi.
I don't know who that is.
Many don't. He is a former Florida Panthers draft pick that we got last offseason. Yeah. You guys can't see Joel's face, but he's not happy right now. We got him in the Red O'Bara trade last offseason. Would you like to know? So, you know, Rocco Grimaldi, 24 years of age. We protected a guy 24. Certainly, you wish to keep your young talent. How many games do you think he played in the NHL this year?
Zero.
Four. He played four games in the NHL. Certainly. You know, 31 goals in the A, nothing to be disappointed about. But maybe show some talent at the NHL level before we think you're worth keeping.
Yeah, that's tough. That's sad.
So what we did do is we left the likes of Mikhail Grigorenko and Mark Barberio and Calvin Pickard. Obviously, we had to leave one goalie unprotected. Those are the three, to me, most likely individuals to be selected by the Vegas Golden Knights.
I think you picked the wrong goalie.
I think the problem with that is that Calvin Pickard did not have a good year.
Yeah, but Varlamov isn't that good either. So I'd rather keep the guy who's 25. And they're not going to take Varlamov. That's the other thing. You Correct. Risk losing Pickard because they're not going to take Varlamov. And I actually have the Vegas Golden Knights taking Calvin Pickard.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I have the Vegas Golden Knights taking Calvin Pickard.
There you go. So it just makes sense.
It does. They're a team that, as you said, they're going young and they don't need a guy who can start right now.
So do you, because like they're goalies and like maybe let's just talk about goaltenders in general. My guess is we have, how many goalies did you have them taking? Three?
Three. And it's probably the same two that you have.
Fleury, Mrazek.
Exactly. And the rumors are that they're going to try to flip one of them, Mrazek being that one.
Yeah.
However, either way, we've said it the entire season, Vegas's goaltending is going to be their strength. Yeah, Vegas's goaltending is going to be their strength.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They're gonna have one of the best goaltender tandems in the league. Not the best, but one of the best.
Yeah, one of the, because essentially you take, you know, Mrazek's not as good as Fleury, or not as good as Matt Murray, rather.
Yeah.
But Matt Murray's, or, geez, I'm struggling. But Marc-Andre Fleury is better than Jimmy Howard in net.
Who is the best player that you have them, that you think they're going to take?
I think the best
player. Other than Knockley.
It's somewhere between James Neal.
Yeah.
Bobby Ryan.
As well.
Which, again, rumors of the Wild potentially in a deal to protect Dumba, but.
See, but.
It was like a trade involving today that, well, Bobo quickly took off the Twitters.
Like, but he's like, they're wanting to save him too. But I don't think they're going to have enough. They're not going to have enough.
Are also, you know, thinking they wouldn't be in the worst situation to take Eric Staal.
A 38-year-old center with 12 years left on his contract, or you could take a 22-year-old RFA after next season.
Yeah.
Good defenseman. I'm going to take the defenseman. I think they would do really well to get Jason Demers. Demers? I don't know how you say it. That's who I think they're going to take from Florida, and I think they're going to be very pleased with him because they're either going to flip him and get some decent prospect back, or they are going to keep him and be very thrilled with him being in their top pairing.
Yeah, he's a guy that certainly got paid, and I think the contract isn't as good as the player is.
Your fancy stats would say otherwise.
Really?
Yeah.
Not my stats fancy stats.
Fancy stats love him.
Really?
Yeah. They're all the fancy stats guys that I follow that love the Leafs want Demers, however you say that, to make his way to Toronto.
Wow.
Because they're just, they say everything about his stats, his underlying stats, say that he is actually more valuable than his contract. Or at the very least, lives up to his contract, which is great for a 29-year-old coming off of a UFA.
Like, yes, certainly.
So you're really thrilled about that. Right-handed defenseman, I believe.
Yeah. Well, a couple more teams that I want some of your thoughts on, Joel.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Lightning. They made the trade, moving Drew, and were able to select an extra person. And they're a team that, going into this offseason, had problems. They had Filippula. Yzerman moved him at the deadline. They had Drouin moved him, freeing up two extra spots. So not a lot of top-notch talent made available by them. So, all that being said, who are the Lightning, in your opinion, ultimately losing?
I got JT Brown going to the Vegas Golden Knights.
I have Cedric Paquette.
I don't know who that is.
He is a forward.
Forward, okay. That's. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I've watched JT Brown enough to be like, yeah, he's a good enough player. But he met the criteria of young, cheap.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I went with him.
That is the same reason why I went with Mr. Paquette.
So, do you know who our Lightning's insider took?
I do. He took Slater Kokkar.
I have no idea who these people are. That doesn't even sound like a name.
He's one of their young defensemen, 23. He's their best defensive prospect.
They're going to have a lot of defensemen, this team.
Yes.
Okay. What's another team that you were thinking of?
Your Leafs. You mentioned him before. For me, I've got Brandon Lipsick going to Vegas.
It's going to hurt a little to see him go.
He's been good.
Hey, I don't want to lose him.
You don't want to lose him for nothing.
But I also don't want to give up something to keep him.
Right. Like, what would be what would be the most you would give up? A third? A second? Would you give up a second?
Yeah, I really hope they decide to take Martin Moranson. Like, please, do that. Please do that. Like, because, and the thing, and like, and that's not even. There are there are rumors out there that they're going to take him. Like, Marincin. It's kind of down. Yeah, it's between Lesbic and Marincin. And you're just like, and I'm just like, man, please take Marincin. I'll be so thrilled. Or better yet, take Roman Polak for some reason. just do that. Or Bebo. Take him. Or Brooks Like. Or Seth Griffin. Just don't take Kirby Reichel or Lisbeck, please. Please don't do it.
All right. Any other teams? Any other guys that you wanted to touch on before we...
Not really. Like, I've got... you have Bobby Ryan going. I have Mark Mathot.
That's kind of... Those are the two guys. It's really... Do they go forward or defenseman there?
Yeah. I have him taking Jimmy Hayes. I like that guy. I would like. He's a guy that I want to like, but I can't because he's a Bruin.
Okay, I can get behind that stance.
I sure hope they take Kyle Clifford. Kyle Clifford is 26, 1.6 for the next 3 years. Yeah, it's a good contract for a top 12 forward.
You said Kyle Clifford, and I thought Kyle Quincy, who is not good. So
No, Clifford.
Yeah. The Kings guy.
Yeah, Kings.
Yeah. I have them taking McNabb off of the Kings, but
that's okay. They're going to get a good player off the Kings.
Yeah,
you're going to be happy about that player. This is not a playoff team.
I agree that it probably is not. What this team will be, obviously, good in net and incredibly deep.
Yeah. But, incredibly deep, but not good deep. Because it's just, in the sense of, you're just not, I want to be a team that's incredibly deep, but my top two lines are amazing. They're going to be incredibly deep. But their top two lines are incredibly deep. That's how
right.
That's how you're going to describe them. You're just going to be like, oh, okay. So you're going to win every third and fourth line shift. That's not going to win you many games.
Yeah.
Because you're going to lose every first line shift.
They'll need to, they'll certainly sign some people in free agency, but there's no difference makers there. There's no one that you could say, even if you added TJ Oshie, arguably the best forward available, and if you still think Kevin Shattenkirk's the best defenseman available, if you sign both of those guys, that's still, you've added a guy who's a top winger and a top pairing on this team.
Yeah, and you like it. But you don't love it.
No, you don't.
You don't love it. TJ Oshie, and then neither of those two guys are going here. They're not going to go.
No, exactly.
Because you know what happens in free agency? It's your chance to go to a team that you really want to go to and get paid.
Or win a cup.
It's just, I don't know. I want to get excited about tomorrow night and the trades and the expansion draft and all that, but it's going to be a letdown.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sad.
I'm still looking forward to it. We'll see what happens. The awards are also being handed out tomorrow night. Let's touch on some of the biggest ones around. The Norris, Hedman, Clarkson, Burns.
Clarkson. Clarkson.
Carlson. Eric Carlson. That guy.
That guy will win.
Okay.
Next.
The Hart MVP. Sidney Crosby. Yep. Connor McDavid. Sergei Bobrovsky. They had to put someone else on the list. They're like, yeah, let's give it to Bob.
I'm going to go Crosby.
Okay. I will as well.
Okay. This is
why we're doing the rapid fire. Hey, rookie of the year, are we going to give it to Austin Matthews? I will.
Yep.
All right. And
they give it to someone else? Forget about it.
And the Vezina, Price, Holtby, and Bobrovsky. I think Bobrovsky wins it just from the same fact that he was nominated for the MVP.
Yeah, and that team was crazy good.
Yeah, for a lot of the start of the season. And it does count for the whole season, even though there's recency bias. But that's still the thing. All right, Joel. The salary cap's going up.
We're not going to touch on the fact that I really hope Babcock wins his first Jack Adams.
Oh, sure. Do you want to? The Jack Adams is an award that will be handed out. Babs, Todd McClellan, John Tortorella.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be Babcock. I think they're going to give it to him just because they're like.
Like a lifetime achievement award.
A lifetime achievement.
I think so as well. And if it's not him, it's Torts. But we have agreed on every single, you know, we've agreed on every single award. No, but I also don't want to be pro Tortorella.
Don't do it.
All right, Babcock it is.
Yeah. Don't you feel good as a Canadian? Don't you like Babs?
I don't really. I don't hate him.
Wow. For the guy who is like all about the Olympics, you just threw the coach under the bus.
Yeah, I did. But no, I said I don't hate him.
Yeah, but you should love him because he gets all the golds.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yay, Mike.
I'm going to wear my Bab socks tomorrow.
Well, good for you.
That's not true. It's going to be like 30 degrees, so I'm wearing sandals.
It's going to rain here tomorrow. My ball game's going to be canceled.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Salary cap's going up by $2 million.
It means a whole lot of nothing.
Someone gets another half a contract on their team.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean a whole lot. It's not enough for one contract. It's not a difference maker. It maybe gives some of the, you know, you were concerned about the Leafs getting into bonus territory. It's that kind of a thing that saves them.
Yeah, it does. That's like, it's great for the Leafs. It means basically nothing for teams who don't have rookies.
Yeah.
Like you, that literally saved a lot of the problems that the Leafs were going to be having next year.
Yeah, it helps that situation. What else happened? Shane Doan not coming back to Phoenix, not coming back to Arizona, and everyone was a little upset about how they did it. Did you care?
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed. Now, I'm hoping, this is what I hope happened, that the Coyotes went to Doan and said, we're not going to sign you. Are you going to retire? And if Doan had said, yes, I'm going to retire, the Blackhawks, the Coyotes would have gone, okay, we're not going to say anything about it until you retire. When you retire, you go retire and we're going to celebrate you.
Yeah.
But my guess is he said, I would like to play. That's my hope is. Because otherwise, the Arizona Coyotes or whoever they are, is it Arizona, Phoenix? I don't know.
Yeah, anymore. Arizona.
They are jerks if they didn't do that.
A little bit.
So what do you think happened?
I think he still wants to play. I think he wants to see if he can get a contract from some teams. Because there's, you know, a lot of fan bases still somehow want it. 41-year-old Shane Doan. I don't know why, but they did.
They should not. If the Coyotes, the team that you have played your entire career and been the best player of all time in your franchise, don't want you, nobody wants you.
It's a little cold.
But no, who wants him?
No, it's cold, but it's true. If Shane Doan showed up on my team, it better not be till the end of the year and we're like, hey, we've got an extra $1 million of cap space. Let's sign Shane Doan because why not?
Yeah.
But if on July 1st Shane Doan has a contract, there's a lot of teams making some questionable, well, one team, I guess, making questionable moves.
Yeah, I can't see. I'm looking at the Leafs roster, and there is not a spot until about the third line.
Oh, that's what he would be.
Marlies.
On the Marlies.
There's no one that I would want him to be taking a spot from. Like, because you're now talking about Kasper Kapanen, Zach Hyman, whoever they sign to replace Brian Boyle. this is the guy that these are the guys that would be losing that spot to.
Yeah.
No, thank you. So hopefully he just like just I wish he would have retired. And I'm sure the Coyotes would have been, instead of coming out publicly and saying, hey, we're not going to sign you, I'm sure they would have gladly celebrated his retirement.
Yeah, in a much nicer way.
Yeah, but that didn't happen, and so that is sad.
Yeah, Mr. Shane Doan gets to ride off into the sunset somewhere else, or unceremoniously.
Man, it'll be really sucky for him if he doesn't get a contract, but it's probably going to be there is no win now. If he gets a contract, it's going to be bad because he's going to play terribly, and it's going to be sad because he's going to get cut. Or he's not going to get a contract, and that's going to be sad. So yeah. It's just sad. Well, I like Shane Doan. I liked him. I don't know. Like, he's just one of those guys that you just like.
Right. He is. I would say he is like half of the league, three quarters of the NHL fans out there love Shane Doan. And then the other quarter finds him ridiculously dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, but I don't know. I like him. I don't love him, though. But I like him. I like Shane Doan.
Yeah.
I never thought he was dirty. Yeah, do you think he's dirty?
No. Like, he plays physical and aggressive, and sometimes that means that you hit someone in a way that you shouldn't or you wouldn't if you thought about it. But all in all, Shane Doan had a great NHL career in a city that barely anyone watched him.
Hall of Fame? Yes, no.
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 Like, quick, hard no. Not hard no. Like a soft, medium, hard no.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, Joel, the NHL ceremony will be tomorrow night. We'll be watching that to see, not the awards, but stay in tune to see who Vegas picks for their team. We'll be spending the rest of the show. I know this is an audio format. We're actually just going to describe the NHL's new jerseys to each other. How does that sound?
Sure.
I was surprised you said yes to that.
I didn't. I was confused.
Well, the NHL came out with new jerseys today.
They did.
Yeah.
Some of them look real bad.
Which one do you think, and again, audio medium, which one do you think looks the worst?
I don't remember. I'll have to pull them up. I was trying to think, and there was one that I was just like, man, that's terrible.
The one that looks the worst was the first one that leaked, the Preds.
Preds. Yeah, that one's bad.
What's weird about it, and again, go look at it. But, like, there's nothing on the shoulders. Like, there's no other color. It's just, like, one thing the whole way till you get to the bottom. And then they're like, here's some blue for you. It's a lot of yellow.
See, here's my... Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably... I like... I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. I don't mind theirs. I don't know how much they changed, though. That's the thing, is I was trying to figure out which ones were changed and which ones weren't.
That'd be a good game.
And I can't tell you which ones. I'm pretty sure the Leafs changed.
The Leafs changed, like, a little, maybe?
Yeah. They don't have anything on the shoulders.
But they have something on the arms. I guess it's at the same point as the Preds. I don't know. It's just a lot of yellow.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Here's the thing. I'm getting a Leafs jersey here.
Yeah, you are.
And so do I go new or old? Like last year's or this year's?
Ooh. Well, they'll be cheaper if you go old.
Let's pretend cost doesn't matter in this case.
Okay. I go new. New is better.
New is always better.
Yeah.
Do you go a ways or home?
I go home. I always go home.
I'm leaning a ways because I love the white.
Mm. Speaking of white, did you see the Vegas Golden Knights? put their guy out there with some white gloves on him.
Yeah, it's fancy. Do you like the red in their jersey?
I don't like a lot. Their home jersey, don't like. Their away jersey. Now, again, aways, love their away jersey.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a huge fan of their jersey. There's just, I don't know. I feel like all these new jerseys just look weird. Like, just a lot of them just look weird.
Some of them look weird. Some of them look the same. Some of them look pretty good still. So
the Oilers looks weird. Go look at the Oilers. Like, the weird stripes. I don't know. They're all weird.
Well, there's all the stripes because Adidas is there. So a lot of these jerseys have three stripes on them now.
Would you look at that? That's brilliant. Because, like, the St. Louis Blues, they always have, like, the white, yellow, and then into the royal blue. But, like, now there's, like, a little stripe of blue. Is that always been like that, or did they add a third stripe? Nah, I don't know. This is blowing my mind.
Joel just got breaking news of why there's, yeah. That's why.
I cannot see it now.
My Avalanche have like the least innocuous of arguably all of the jerseys with the three stripes.
It's yeah, quite nice. You're going back to your jerseys.
Yeah, these are old school, like the full blue all the way down the sleeves.
Yeah.
Hey, wins cups, doesn't it?
I want this here. Sorry about that, Carl. Carl's beating his head against the wall right now.
This is the Fourth Line Podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Yeah. Anyways, now here's the other question. Do I go Matthews? Or do I go Marner?
I thought I saw Mitch Marner the other day in Calgary. Then I realized this is a 12-year-old. That is an actual thing that happened. I was like, oh, is that Mitch Marner? No, it's not. That guy can grow facial hair.
So I'm trying to decide. Or the other thing, and like I'm also getting my boy one. So do we go same?
You go same.
You go same. So whichever one I get, he gets.
Yeah.
So and I'm leaning Matthews, even though I know that is like the one all Leafs have.
That's allowed. There's a reason.
But because he's going to be a Leaf for life. Like,
that's so hope.
Yeah, I'll be sad if he's not. Oh. But part of me wants to go Marner.
Do you want, I know Joel might not want your opinion. Tell Joel your thoughts. Who does he go?
And if you say someone other than Matthews or Marner, I'm not going to listen. So. Because it's going to be one of those two guys. Because I can't bring my, as much, like, I love Nylander, but Dubé, it's.
You're not going to go so Freddie Anderson?
I already have him, like, my ball jersey is a Matthews jersey. I was actually considering putting Matthews on the back in tape.
Does that count as a jersey foul?
No.
No? Okay.
Because it's his name and his number.
You're not Matthews.
I could be.
Joel Matthews.
I like it. I like the sound of that. I want to get into this. Obviously, we're not going to get into this today, but I want to get into, like, did you see the thing about, I don't know what sport it was. I think it's baseball, is putting nicknames on the backs of jerseys.
I did see that. Yeah. Like, so, XFL style.
Yeah, so I'd like to get in, like, we got to have a conversation, because I haven't looked into this. We got to have a conversation about, well, maybe this is a good thing to toss out to the listeners. If the NHL were to have a weekend where they could put nicknames on the backs of jerseys, which player would have the best nickname on the back of the jersey?
Okay.
And it's got to, and like the rules from baseball, which obviously NHL would follow, is it has to be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be family-friendly, because it's family-friendly league, right? So, we'll...
And they're going to be selling these.
They're going to be selling them. So, like, it's got to be... So, it can't be racist, it can't be a swear word, it can't be...
Anything.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
It's got to be...
Keep it PG.
Yeah. So, So what would it be? And I there was another rule. I forget what it was, but there was two, like, there was two rules. I think maybe it was just like they had to submit it by a certain time or something like that. But that, so what would you send us some of your thoughts on what would be the best nickname? Cause I'm going to look into this. Maybe we'll, talk about this next week. I don't know. Next week's going to be, are we doing a show on July 1st?
I don't know. Well, here's the current plan, Joel. We're recording a Fifth Line podcast.
Right.
On June 23rd.
3 days from now.
3 days from now. There's also rumors of a Fourth Line podcast being recorded also that weekend.
Yeah.
Possibly also on June 23rd. And then we might have to record, potentially, I know you have great barbecue plans. Potentially we fire up the old podcast machine. What, about an hour or two into free agency?
Yeah. I'm batching it.
Well, there we go.
The long weekend. So like I have no plans.
Okay. Well, that might be the plan, is that we wait, record a little later, get you guys some free agency special. Because certainly big trades. Phil Kessel was traded on July 1st, was he not?
I
recall correctly.
I don't remember.
I remember where I was when he got traded. I was right by Innisfail, Alberta.
I was crying in a corner somewhere.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Sorry this was a little delayed, but we just wanted to make sure that we had the right amount of expansion talk. So we'll be talking some NHL draft, expansion draft, all kinds of things like that. On our next episode, bring you a Fifth Line. If you said, well, I wanted to wait. I know some people, Joel, were not sad about the delay because it meant our Patreon listeners got their episodes sooner.
Yeah. So if you were a Patreon supporter of that one, you would have gotten it on Saturday.
Yeah. Also, this is our first episode switching podcast. So if you found this, congratulations and thank you very much for finding it. That means it worked.
Yeah, it did. If you are not listening to this, well, I don't really know what to say to you because you're not listening.
It means Carl messed up. That's what that means.
Oh, no.
Follow us on Twitter at Fourth Line Podcast, Facebook.com/TheFourthLinePodcast, TheFourthLinePodcast.com, and Patreon.com/FourthLinePodcast. You also find us on Last Word on Sports and Nuts and Bolts Sports. Joel, it's been a busy 7 days since the NHL season ended.
Yeah. So if you want to send sad messages to one of us, just find Carl's Twitter account and just start sending them.
Well, please don't. Also, Boom City.
Hey!